Suck my dick, eat my ass, and call me a little faggot.
Make me suck your dick and balls.
Make me suck your fucking penis. We're talking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Semen Factory.
Charlie and who's
Charlie and the Penis Factory.
Whose cock do I got to suck around here? A lottery factory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the story of Adam.
Yes, it is that. What do you got? Looking at your mail? Your meal check-ins.
My meal check-ins.
Nice. Let me look. Oh, breakfast, a bowl of semen.
No.
Lunch, a bigger bowl of semen.
No.
And asparagus to make my piss smell and taste better.
Yes. So on today's episode of Chapo Trap House, we're joined by Dave Weigel to discuss the trailer for the In the Heights, the Washington.
Once upon a time.
I have to piss. Wow,
in a faraway land called Washington Heights.
Washington. Shut
which
up.
Is like.
He's okay. Speaking English the whole time.
He's speaking English, but also it's like that's not how George Washington said his name.
So true.
Well, I mean, I understand it's not like a Spanish word.
Right, right. Well, that's what. Why would you choose that name to throw a little fucking stank on?
Yeah, the rest of it. Why not use all the other words?
I agree.
We're
doing the show, and I'm going to piss, so you got to tag in right now.
It doesn't make any sense.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the In the Heights trailer.
Let's discuss.
On today's episode of Chapo Trap House.
Once upon a time. In a faraway land called Washington Heights.
Washington Heights.
Because he just says Heights. It goes back, he just chooses that word.
Yeah, it should be Heights.
It's corny,
you know,
I agree.
He's like, I was walking down the street and I came up to the stop sign. You know? It's like, why that one?
I agree.
It's not that it's corny. It's also not like...
It is corny.
It's a lot. It doesn't make any sense. That's what bothers me about
it. Well, no, because it's a Puerto Rican Dominican neighborhood, so that's how they pronounce it. So therefore, it becomes their
name. Yeah, but that's also how they pronounce every other thing in that sentence.
That's exactly my problem with it as well.
Yeah.
I guess symbolically, he wants to throw a little stank on the neighborhood.
Listen. Mm.
The point is, it's Lin-Manuel Miranda who's a fucking dork.
So it doesn't disappear.
Washington Heights!
And then the kids say it wrong.
Say it right.
No, they don't say it.
They don't say
Washington Heights.
Yeah, well, they say Washington Heights, but he's in Puerto Rico with actual Puerto Rican kids, and he's telling them, say it, and then they say it in the colonized way.
Yeah, in the settler colonial way. Yeah. What I will say is
up on Washington Heights, up at the break of day, I wake up, and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grate at the crack of dawn, sing while I wipe down the awning. Hey, y'all, good morning.
Ice cold piragua, cherry, strawberry, and just for today, I got my mate.
It's a story.
It's like, so this is, it's just a whole musical about what it's like to ride the subway and buy toilet paper. I don't. Because, like, what about this is, like, distinctly
How to clean the
Puerto
floor
Rican.
With,
I don't, yeah, like...
How to clean a floor with Fabuloso.
Yeah, they're like, when you're waiting to cross the street and there's rats because there's a garbage problem in the city.
Yep.
And also, now, and this Andrew Yang guy, what's his deal?
when is this, like, supposed to take place?
I think...
A block that was disappearing.
The genius is back!
Yo, here's your chance. Ask her out right now.
Hey! Something on your shirt.
And of course the guy's
Who's
a cuck. The guy's like a cuck. That's
hot?
What that now we're getting into what this really is. Mm. Because they layer all this Puerto Rican bullshit over the real story, which is a guy that doesn't get any pussy. Okay.
Which is fucked up.
Here's the thing.
I'm not trying to watch media like that, bro.
No.
I'm trying to watch pussy getting media.
Which also it's like, is that even true? Like you probably
he's a hot Puerto Rican guy.
Probably
he
the
can
one,
dance.
Yeah, you were probably the
Who,
one.
Lin-Manuel?
Lin-Manuel is probably the one guy in Washington Heights that had this problem.
Oh right, right,
this is
right.
Not, this is yeah, not yeah. Like a kind of
everyone else there has three families.
Yeah. Be like absolutely.
It's like a Chinese guy that's like, I just feel like there needs to be more Asian representation. Here's a musical about what it's like to have the biggest dick in the entire world, which is. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Smooth operator.
Oh, so this is an avatar for Lin-Manuel, this guy.
We all had a sueñito. And when it came to dreams, we had to keep
this guy is
by.
So much sexier than
Lin-Manuel.
Maybe
this label is changing forever. Maybe tonight is our last night.
I feel like in 10 years, it's going to be like, you know, he's going to be like the Joss Whedon of little Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like, he kept making jokes about putting his fingersas into my puswasa. I didn't know what that meant because neither of those are but, English words that he was.
Yeah, yeah. Joss wasn't trying to fuck, right? He was just a mean gay guy.
Playing with girls' minds.
Oh. No, is he gay?
I don't think he was gay.
He's not gay?
No, he fucked.
The guy
up,
who
though.
Did Buffy the Vampire Slayer is not gay.
No, he cheated. Yeah.
What?
However,
I just want to see the whole world through her eyes.
They're talking about kicking out all the dreamers. It's time to make some noise.
And this is where it really starts to bother me is when the dancing starts.
Mm-hmm.
When it's, you know.
We had to assert our dignity in small ways.
Because choreographed dancing of any kind is fucking lame.
I disagree.
How do you feel about the Beijing opening ceremonies then?
Yeah,
that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And it was mostly feats of strength.
No, it was drums.
So wildly choreographed, these people couldn't go to the bathroom, dude. They were fucking on taking diapers.
That
and
was
shit.
One of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, but see, they're mentally choreographed.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it doesn't even. That's just an extension of something they're already doing.
I
anyway.
Know what you mean.
So true.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Little details that tell the world we are not.
That Lin-Manuel style of rap singing.
This is the moment when you do better than me.
I have to go to the bathroom, but my dick is too small and my balls are small too. And I showed you my dick and you laughed at it. And you put the pictures online and now I'm crying because everyone's making fun of me. And my little pee-pee is too small, and so are my balls. In Washington Heights.
I will say that.
Let me take a piss real
fast. Yeah. Before I got the Yankee fitted, I would have laughed at someone saying Washington Heights, but now the city has really changed.
But you got the Yankee fitted.
I got the Yankee fitted. Chelsea. Now I go to Chelsea yeah. Pierce.
Chelsea.
No, I go to Chelsea Pierce.
I live in Chelsea Heights. Yeah, I want to tell you about a neighborhood called Chelsea.
This is where
it's
I grew
a neighborhood.
Up. This is my history.
It's a neighborhood that's disappearing. It's called Chelsea. Say it so it doesn't disappear. Chelsea. That's right.
That's right, kids.
That's what it's, and it's about being a 57-year-old gay man that's done every generation of HIV medicine
mm-hmm.
and now owns 7 buildings.
And now he's the richest man in the world.
Mm-hmm. It is funny. I see them at lunch all the time.
They love lunch.
They
love going
they
out
love meeting
lunch.
Each other at lunch.
Going to meet at lunch.
Just sitting there. And
being
they always
happy.
They always use their phone the same way. They're always sitting there.
People can't see what you're doing, but Nick is just—he has perfect posture. His breasts are out. Everyone's like,
they always do that. They got the perfect posture, the tits out, and then just like making the tiniest smile at their phone as they can.
What are we talking about? Gay guys looking at their phones
at brunch, waiting for their friend.
Yeah.
There's also the thing that
they're gonna live forever.
There's also the thing the gay guys do when they're on. They talk on like the phone. Never use AirPods. Always the wire headphones.
Mm.
And then they hold the mic.
They do hold the mic.
Gently. And then for whatever definitely. Reason, they walk when they do it. And when they're walking, the other arm has to like sway
swing,
wildly.
Yeah.
Like it adds like this extra.
It's a counterweight to
it
them
adds,
being
yeah,
still.
Exactly. It adds this unbalance to their gait mm-hmm, to be on mm-hmm. the microphone.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'll talk to Todd. Mm-hmm. And then you can figure out where we're having mimosas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do love to hold the little microphone right to their mouth.
They do. Another thing about them is they're fucking degenerates.
Yeah, it's so fucking. That's absolutely
true.
Correct.
No,
yeah.
We're just that part is only Lin, Only Lin.
Only Lin. He's not gay, is he?
No, I think he's married.
No, he's probably, I'm telling you, the
sex
thing,
pest.
Yeah, sex pest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't really, that you can't just say shit like that because it's fucking libel or whatever, slam, whatever the fucking lawyer can say. Mm-hmm.
On Minecraft.
Yeah. On Minecraft, this guy rapes girls.
So wait, Joss Whedon got pussy?
I think he's
said
to his wife.
You can see a future that I can't.
But we go, we wrap up people and we go.
You made all of this?
This is me.
He's like, you made all of this? And this is, it's just her bedroom and there's like four drawings of dresses. I just thought it'd be a funny scene in a movie where somebody goes into somebody's apartment and they have like a bookshelf with like 7-8 books on it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, did you read all these books?
Two of them, yeah. And I'm working on the
other. Not even. Just have it hit where the other person the can't process how dumb the question is. Now they're calling, the critics are calling this the event of the summer.
Well, that's what I've been calling it.
I mean, people love to once something is seen as good.
Yeah,
like everyone said, Hamilton was like the best thing that's ever fucking been made.
I thought the event of the summer was going to be in 3 weeks when Dr. Jill Biden is raped by President Xi. I don't know if that's on the docket. I've got some of my a little bird, a little Chinese bird.
Your sources in Chinatown.
It would be funny if that happened and Joe Biden had to be like, this has to stop.
This is that's the love of my life. But
yeah, this has to. This can never. This is the last time that this happens.
Dude, Joe would get the fucking nukes out, dude. You don't take Joe's pussy
Joe
like
would,
that.
Joe would offer it a fist fight.
Would you see that video of him like saying that 9-year-old girl is sexy?
No,
yeah.
Jesus Christ,
Joe.
No, it's not. It's honestly, it's like a harmless video people are making. Some out of nothing.
Well, out of context, what you said sounds horrible.
He's just like so fucking like deranged.
Yeah.
There's a little girl at something, and I guess she's dressed like she would be in a. She just like looks like put together or whatever. Mm-hmm. So all Joe's trying to say is that, you know, like, oh, look at her. You know, it's like cute that a kid looks like a fucking adult
right.
going to see the president or whatever. But he's like, look at her there with her little pigtails doing like a 19-year-old with her legs crossed. It's like, just come on, man.
Come on, Joe.
People already.
Oh, he didn't use the term sexy.
No.
Okay, I was going to be like, God damn.
No.
Say, if you work hard, if you live by the rules, the money will come, the things will come.
You ready?
I've been saving up all my pennies in my piggy bank for this day.
Today's all we got, so we cannot stop. This is our block. In the heights,
I think it's like, I also never want to be any part of a community ever.
Mm, why?
So that, what do you mean, why?
You're part of the tapestry of people of Bed-Stuy.
Absolutely. One of the pillars.
You're one of the pillars of the community.
No.
I mean, yes, of course you are. Nick.
I would love to be part of a community.
See, I don't like that.
Why not?
I'd love to be part of a Sesame
I think it's
Street
a slippery slope.
Community.
You have communities, and then you have nations, and then you have fascism.
Mm-hmm. That's how Israel started, with the Jewish community.
Yeah. Every man, you really want to fight against it, you got to be a cowboy, dude.
Yeah.
Right. Like your own compound.
You gotta be in West Texas.
On a steel horse I ride.
That's right.
I'm a cowboy.
Just me and all the other.
On a man's cock, I suck.
Me and all the other individuals individually listening to Bon Jovi in concert.
Yeah. That guy's a real outsider.
Yeah. A real outlaw.
He's a real
imagine
outlaw.
You're in a saloon in the Wild West and Bon Jovi comes in.
Oh, I can't imagine.
In 5 seconds, that man would be sodomized.
Oh, yeah. He's hotter than any woman in the Wild West.
That's got to be the prettiest woman I ever
all
saw.
His teeth.
Nick and I heard a story.
His ass is probably so clean compared to a prostitute's pussy in the 1800s.
About a man claiming to have had sex with John Bon Jovi.
Who claimed to? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Can you fill me in here?
No, we can't.
What the fuck?
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
You just said it on the fucking podcast.
No, that all I'll say is that a man claimed to have sex with John Bon Jovi.
Well, don't say who the man was. Just give me
the I don't know what the man's name was, but we heard tell of a man, and it sounded like he was making a joke, and then they thought about it, and they were like, did he fuck John Bon Jovi?
Interesting.
It's very funny.
Do I know this person?
You don't.
No. No, it's Nick and I.
He's one of my secret associates.
You hang out with a couple rough customers.
Don't go any further on that.
No,
one.
I won't.
Interesting. You have a secret associate that talks about having sex with men, huh? Mm-hmm.
It's with John Bon Jovi.
Okay.
And it's Tariq. Let's not.
You don't want. And you don't want to get into it.
Let's not make something.
And you two
fucking,
don't want to get.
We're
into
not going
to
do something crass.
You
here,
have a raw. Wanna, you have a secret associate.
Fuck
who's
this,
gay.
Dude. I don't even want to hear it. I gotta calm down now.
I'm just
when you're single adults.
I'm just saying, man, it's a little fucking, it's a little interesting.
You owe it filters through.
So light.
All right, I'm better. Yeah. I feel better now.
You feel better,
I feel like
dude?
I'm gonna, mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you ever need a timeout,
I feel
like that,
I
want to
watch
fine.
WrestleMania in 2007.
Dude, that, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in the main event in 2007? Mm-hmm. Triple H, maybe?
Probably. That's when it was good.
Boy. You know, I remembered Finger 11 out of nowhere the other day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was taking a shower. I'm like, yeah, that was a gay band.
Wait, what was their song? They had a big one, didn't they?
They did. I can't I don't remember the name of it. I just had to look them up, but you'll recognize.
Yeah, it was about an 11-year-old.
Yeah, it's actually their number one hit, Tom Sizemore.
Tommy motherfucking Sizemore.
Finger 11. Paralyzer is it. Yeah. I'm not paralyzed, but I'm a fucking fag. I'm gay. You know that song?
Bump, 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 bump. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
God, that's, I suck on the man's dick.
A girl I dated once told me about seeing a big fat guy in a doorless Jeep Wrangler.
Respect.
Blasting this.
Hell yeah.
And
funny
just
visual.
That
man,
you know,
just was having the time of his life.
That sounds a little
free. Free from fucking society's judgment, dude. Fat as shit, wind through his fucking titties.
Just with like wet,
cranking.
Wet, curly hair.
Yeah, dude. Air drying while the Finger 11 takes him away.
Mm-hmm.
That song sounds a little bit like Franz Ferdinand.
No, it doesn't.
You remember that band?
Yes, everybody remembers.
That's not a fucking interesting pull.
I like the name of that band because it was history.
Mm-hmm. The Archduke.
Yeah, dude.
Who got his shit clapped and then.
That's how the war started, baby.
If he had just worn a helmet.
He'd only worn. This doesn't sound like Franz.
Cock strong, I'll suck you off. Suck dick, that's what I love to do. Suck off anyone.
If you thought the joke would be different, you're wrong. If you were expecting something different.
If you were expecting some new stuff.
You're wrong.
You're wrong, and your dick is small.
Maybe check out patreon.com/cumtown.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Big surprise this week. We went an entire episode without doing any. We're doing more inclusive. If you feel underrepresented.
Yeah,
no, I
should check out the Patreon this Sunday.
We're doing the Uno reverse on.
Oh, Blue Jay!
You know, if you want something, because everybody says this is sort of like a fascist grift.
Yes,
and
still saying that.
Call me Pussolini. You know what I'm saying?
Call me by your name. But if you want a woke show.
What was Mussolini's first name?
Andrea.
Benito.
Oh, Benito's a great name.
It's Benito Andrea Mussolini.
Benito Pussolini. That's me, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Benito Pussolini.
Joseph Robinette Biden.
Benny Pussolini.
There was somebody else that had a fucking... Richard Gere's middle name is Tiffany.
That's
awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then there's another one.
Legend.
There's another one I saw recently that was very funny. It was like Stephanie Caitlin... like Rebecca Hitler.
Devin Booker, NBA star, middle name
Armani. Sick middle name.
It's an awesome middle name. Yeah. I wish my name was Stavros.
The theaters are fucking back, dude. I've had so much fun.
You
last
love
week.
The magic of the cinema.
Yeah, dude.
When the
big
lights
ass popcorn,
go down,
big soda.
Oh yeah.
Fucking peanut M&Ms.
Oh fuck, my dick just got hard.
Just at the concession stand, they're like, "That'll be $38.52."
Take it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Go ahead, run the card.
Run the card. It's a business expense.
It's a business.
I'm in media.
I'm James Bond.
I will be taking $100 worth of snow caps, please. Mm-hmm. I'm a podcaster.
When's the next James Bond movie coming out?
I don't know.
Soon, right?
Is it still Daniel Craig? When are we getting a new one, dude? We've had Daniel Craig since we were in high school.
I think it might be his last one.
Mm. I need some new blood to jack
off
to.
Melissa McCarthy.
I mean, Daniel Craig is the best James Bond.
Probably, I guess.
Yeah, it's Daniel Craig, Sean Connery, then fucking...
Pierce.
George Lazenby.
Lazenby, and then Dalton, and then fucking Roger Moore is the worst.
Oh, Roger Moore is my number one.
Really?
Because he's a proper British man. he's classic.
I feel like Pierce Brosnan was too late, but when he was young and hot, that would have been a nice piece of ass.
I feel like we all like it because the video game was so sick.
Video game rocked.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, the GameCube James Bond games were awesome too.
I don't remember.
I never played any of them.
They were fucking good.
I just remember Goldeneye.
And you were actually a couple different James Bonds. You were Sean Connery for part of it.
Wow.
It's pretty fucking
That's
cool.
what they should do.
Goldeneye N64. Man, what a
time in history.
What a time to be alive.
It was. It truly was.
And it sucks because like
video
games aren't like movies where you
Blitz.
Can Video games aren't like Best movies man. Where you can
you
go
You can't
back
return
and enjoy
to it. It's
Goldeneye
over forever.
Sucks dick.
Sucks
Dude,
hard.
You try to
cock.
Play that shit now. I played through the campaign because I got that little thing from Ukraine.
Yeah,
the
emulator.
It's not an emulator. It's just a cartridge you can put an SD card in so you can like. Play.
Sounds like an emulator, bro.
It's not because what an emulator does is it emulates.
My dick in your mouth and you love it. Mm. Fucking idiot. All right.
You heard his feelings, stuff.
Good. Fuck him.
Why? Come on.
Going into
he needs
place.
It.
Going into
Give him a second.
Place.
Give him a second. He'll be fine. Circling, circling, circling your head. Contemplating everything you ever said. Now I You feeling better, man?
Yeah, my parents are divorced. Yeah, sometimes
you're
I
not get, getting back together.
Sometimes,
dude.
I just get into like such.
I got
a,
you.
Got
to do that
into like such a dark zone. You know, a lot of people they don't know what it's like.
You're in a lot of pain.
Dude, honestly, the number one song for that is Papa Roach, dude. Pete, what was
Cut
it?
Cut my life into pieces.
Yeah. Suck my dick into pieces.
Oh, what's this?
This is trippy, man.
This song's actually sick.
This is pretty good.
I have a little dick! My dick is small! I can't get hard, my dick is small! Let me suck a dick!
Dude, should we move back to Maryland and start a band?
I'm fucking gay.
We should definitely start a Maryland
Maryland hardcore metal band.
Yeah, I would love that.
Going to start this.
Hey, wanna get my dick sucked?
Start the scene back up.
Yeah.
Ooh,
live at Maryland Death Fest, fag. To PHAG.
Yeah, dude, we should be PHAG.
PHAGGE.
Yeah. Like with an umlaut.
Umlaut over every single letter.
Fag at Ram's Head
Live. I push my finger.
It's the only way that I can fucking come. Oh shit. Well, imagine if 4 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah, 4 minutes ago that we got Cushy Dreams.
Yeah, imagine that.
Well, about 4 minutes ago, we started smoking Cushy Dreams. Also,
and that and it was so good that we forgot.
And it's kicked in fully. And at
CushyDreams.com.
It's the only thing
that gets me sort of high. Legal CBD. It's just like real weed. Promo code Comptown or Comptown 20. Cushy Dreams.
It's some of the best CBD in the whole goddamn market.
But it's premium flour. It's buds.
It's the good shit,
bro. It's not fucking oils.
What are you, fucking a baby?
Come on.
You drinking oils? You're drinking gummies?
Smoke the stuff that...
Smoke the good shit like a hard dick savant.
Jimi Hendrix used to smoke. That all like... Oh, like the people that,
CBD,
that were in
yes.
the Cultural Revolution were smoking. They weren't smoking pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice, brother.
Yeah. Get your fucking CBD, bitch.
Get CBD now. Officially sponsored. Official sponsor of Godsmack is...
Sully from Godsmack's favorite brand of CBD. You guessed it. Cushy Dreams.
And that's how he landed the plane.
You've never seen my dick. Don't say it's more. Anyway, CBD. What do we get? They got four strains.
They got a ton of different flavors.
Relax.
They got hustle, peace, fucking dream, create.
Energy,
create. Hustle.
It's a good shit.
They have gay conversion therapy.
Yep. If you want to be like me and live in a gay conversion van, that's what I got. That guy tell people, yeah, I do gay conversion. I got a gay conversion van.
Yep,
I got it. We drive around town and we fuck each other.
Yeah, I get all these people trying to fucking turn their.
It's like a gay bang bus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see a guy just hitchhiking on the road, afraid, scared, doesn't know where
some
he is.
Some hot 19-year-old
ran away from home.
Whose parents want him to be straight so he can go to college and not do gay shit. You're like, don't worry.
You get a shirt and it's got a middle finger on it. It says, convert this. And there's a crucifix jammed into an ass.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's awesome.
A big pair of butt cheeks, and you can get that at CushyDreams.com.
And you go, CushyDreams.com loves gay shit.
Yeah.
Is it C or
K-U-S-H-Y dreams.com.
Check this out. They got the tins, the nitro-sealed tins with an eighth of weed in there.
Mm-hmm. Or you can get the pre-rolls.
The
pre-rolls.
Half-gram joints that come in a little...
I love the half-gram joints.
They're twisted up.
A little buster pack.
I love the half-gram joints.
And then they got the vials, the science vials with the fucking little blunt.
The full gram joint.
And they are all fentanyl-free.
Fentanyl-laced.
You will die if you smoke these.
Laced up with fentanyl. They also sell fentanyl that you can dip try to take your CBD pre-roll joint and dip it in a little bit of mercury and ride the quicksilver.
I like dipping it in formaldehyde, putting it in the microwave, and then sparking that shit up.
Spark it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you dip it in mercury, you'll be able to tell the temperature perfectly after you smoke that shit, dude. Mm-hmm.
There's a movie called Mercury Rising about an autistic boy that Bruce Willis needs to help him get high.
He jams a thermometer up his ass and you watch his dick get hard.
Yeah, starring Brittany Griner.
And he goes, oh,
Phoenix
up,
Mercury.
Up, oh, Biscadios, motherfucker.
Yeah. What are you doing now?
Yeah, he's going...
Another piss?
He's going to the bathroom for the fourth time.
You started the episode pissing.
Yeah.
And he shut the door so he started shooting. So listen, what you're going to want to do is go to CushyDreams.com, use promo code CUMTOWN. Actually, maybe pause the Godsmack while we... Go to CushyDreams.com, promo code CUMTOWN, and get 20% off your next order, whether that's fucking the eighths, the joints, whatever the fuck it is. You're going to love this high-quality motherfucking CBD. It's going to suck your fucking cock right off its handlebars. My dick is fucking small. I'm Sully. My dick is gay.
My dick is small. I'm gay.
I feel bad about leaving for the last 20 seconds, so I'll admit what I had to do. But I felt like I needed an extra wipe. And
your ass cheeks were dirty, and you could feel it sitting down.
I feel like
you're sitting there shitting my $700 chair.
I'm sitting in a camp chair from what
appears
to be
Target. It's an Eames chair.
No, it's not. And good. I felt
because
like
I'm gonna Neems you to suck my dick.
That's so true.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
He is gonna Neems you to do that. That's awesome, dude.
Thanks, man. Just chill out for a minute.
Let's just fucking let's just vibe, dude.
Just chill out for a minute. Look up the sponsor for the next show. Or I can't do this because
this really is the 98 Rock fucking block right now.
I really do love Stone Temple Pilots, so I can't.
Yeah.
We're not sucking on a man's dick because I'm gay. I want to taste the semen.
I push my fingers into my ass. Let me see.
Real quick, I want to, between ads here, I want to say, come watch a live show. We got Funny Moms every Monday that is not the first Monday of the month.
Yeah.
And then we also...
they've been really fun, guys.
They've been fun so far. Tomorrow, Thursday, I'm hosting Pantheon, a show at the Bell House. We got Joe Pera, Sidney Washington.
A lot of racism going on in the world right now.
Chris Rock is going to be on the show.
Yeah.
Go check that out.
Chris Rock from the new Saw movie.
He's there, yep.
Black people or white people?
Chris Rock will also be at Union Hall on the 22nd, where I will be with Ian Fidance. Mm. Most importantly, Rochester. I'm doing a weekend of shows there from the 17th to the 19th.
The Rock.
The first time on the road. Please come out and suck my little fucking prickadelle. Mm. We would love to fucking have you, folks.
That's Bill's country right there.
And then also Fat Tuesday is the last Tuesday of the month. But a lot of good shows coming up.
Thanks to everyone that's been coming to Funny Moms. And again, patreon.com/cometown.
Mm-hmm. / Chris Rock.
And so you check out
patreon.com/Stone Temple Pilots. Go to stavi.biz, by the way, for all that stuff. I forgot to say.
Yeah, you check that shit out. Maybe rewatch Cheers.
Yeah, go to stavi.biz or rewatch Cheers. Either one of those.
Thanks for listening to podcasts. Maybe you can check out. Maybe you can, if you're having an all right time with this, maybe check out that fucking show. Taxi.
Taxi's good. Yeah, Danny DeVito, he's a little fat guy.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito.
You got Danny DeVito.
He's fantastic. Judd Hirsch.
What the fuck is...
Celine Dion.
Mork. No.
You don't have Mork from...
No, it's what's his, Andy Kaufman.
Lennis Plussman.
Lennis Plussman. That's an awesome name, dude. That is literally a 70s character actor's name.
That's
Weaves. What's up with that shit?
Yeah.
Let's figure that out. What is going on with the Weaves?
There are a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's the response to that.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love that. The dog pound response.
Yeah.
Arsenio, dude.
That move. I remember being a kid and being like, damn, I want to be in an audience.
Yeah, dude. I want to be doing those.
Those look cool.
I want to be in a cool audience.
I want to be in a like an audience where I get to boo
I had a friend whose dad
that don't listen to their parents.
I had a friend whose dad was so racist, he slapped his son when he saw him doing the who. He was like, no, black people do that.
That's a black thing?
We were like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy, dude? I've mentioned him before. He's a good old Haralambos. He was the guy who said...
So this motherfucker's named after a gorilla.
His name,
and he's going to...
Geronimo?
Haralambi was his name.
Harambamos.
Harambamos, yeah. I hope Brandon Wardell's doing okay. It is the 5th year anniversary of Harambe dying.
It's way more. It's like 8 years, dude.
No, I think it's 5.
Oh, well, Brandon Wardell, of course, of the dicks out for Harambe.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I hope he's doing okay. I know it's an important gorilla to him.
I check in on him because I'm like, what's he doing now?
Brandon's in a movie now.
Yeah, he's like famous.
He's in Vancouver shooting a movie. Shout out to our boy, Brandon.
What's he shooting?
A Half Asian Twinks Volume 6.
Yeah.
He's in The Hangover 7.
He's getting his ass blown out right now.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Dude, somebody... Is Twink a slur? No, right?
Twink?
Yeah. Just a term.
Maybe it's an identity?
It's like a slur for Taiwanese people.
No, it's not.
Yeah. If you're being specific... because you do want to respect the geopolitical boundaries of mainland China.
To me, that's
it's when you want to be racist against a Han Chinese, but also respect their sovereignty.
Right. Okay, yeah.
That's what you would say.
So I'll stop using it then, if that's the case.
If you're a Beijing fan, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because they don't even acknowledge the existence of Twinks.
They're all... No, they don't say that.
We're not that. But if you're going
to... If you had to, yeah. Use the CH one. Don't use the TW one.
That's very funny. What type of soda is that?
It's a Cherry Cola Zero.
There's Cherry Coke Zero in there?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck!
Can I have a sip?
No.
Oh, please, damn. No. I always miss out on the diet Cherry
They had
Cokes.
A couple, dude. Go get there. Honestly, though, I don't really like it as
cherry
much as
Coke
diet.
Zero. No, something's it's the
off.
Same thing.
Dude, when you get a little
Zero is just not guys. The same
thing, Diet bro. Vanilla Coke. Diet.
I love vanilla Coke.
The best of all of them Come is on, if you stuff, can find like a.
No, fuck you.
I gave you a sip of my iced coffee. Really.
Yeah, but you didn't ask me if I wanted anything, remember? We litigated this on the Patreon.
We already litigized it.
You can have some.
I just want to
But don't put your lips on it.
Oh, waterfall
it. Or better yet, pour it into your cup.
If it's got water.
I don't care.
No, I don't want to.
Drink the water.
I'll just drink my water. Care. I'll drink my water. It's fine. I don't want it
No,
anymore.
You can have some. Thanks, you do bro. Want it. Don't fucking lie to yourself.
Yeah, I just
want to
try it.
You know what it tastes like, motherfucker.
Don't
you don't want to try it. You
Coke
want
Zero.
Some of it.
I don't
it.
Know it. I've
you do know it. What
I
do you mean you don't know
Cherry
it?
Coke. I don't know Cherry Coke Zero.
Wow. Wow. You said you were going to waterfall it. You put your fucking DSLs right on that motherfucker, dude.
So you're admitting I have nice lips.
No. I say you have dick-sucking lips.
What a clever play by Adam to ask to borrow the soda to drink it in a roundabout way to get you to admit he had nice lips.
Yeah, yeah, it was all chlorine.
He did drink. He did put the entire bottle
I don't really
in
have an
mouth.
Outlet for this, so I'll just go ahead and say it. But the other day I was saying, why didn't they call Ocean's 13 Clams Casino? That'd be, or Ocean's 8, sorry.
That makes a lot
Whichever
more sense.
The,
I was confused. I was like, I don't get
Whichever
it.
Whichever one the bitch one was.
Yeah, the bitch one was Clams
Casino.
That was not that good a movie.
Have you ever ordered a Clams Casino
it's
at
delicious.
A restaurant?
Yeah, no, nice. Never at a restaurant. I've had it made.
Oh.
What do you mean you've never had it
I've had
it
never had
Clams
place. Casino at a restaurant.
You made it yourself?
I've had other people have made it for me.
Interesting. What's in a clams casino?
I can do Easy Mac. I can do fucking hot dogs on the stove.
Yeah, I was going to say clams casino feels like a little bit above your capability.
Like they're just baked clams with like fucking sour cream and shit. Or
I still think you would fuck it up, man. No
you just
disrespect.
Crush up a bunch of Utz sour cream and onion chips.
You would put like fucking tuna in the blender and eat that shit.
Yeah.
You can't do clams casino.
I can do clams casino.
No chance.
First of all, what I would do is I would put tuna in the blender with hot sauce and mayonnaise. Not just tuna in the blender. And then you make a paste.
God damn, that sounds so fucking horrible. The fucking pictures you would send in that era of your eating were hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at a certain point it's like, let's just see how bad I can.
Yeah, you were eating like truly
gray,
shit that they wouldn't eat in prison. Yeah. Like if you made that in prison, you would get fought if they saw you eating that. Because it was mostly prison ingredients, too. It was like beef jerky and shit.
Stop. If you went to prison, would you be the guy that got really good at
Stop would do fine in
cooking?
Prison.
Like
I would love to
Stop would like do great in prison. Really he'd just be creative. Affable, and he wouldn't have to do shit. He'd just sit at one of the cafeteria tables, and then people would come over.
He'd hold court.
And they'd give him bread in exchange for, you know,
would
like
you
podcasting.
I would get head from, like, the cutest guys, too. I would become gay.
I don't know, dude. There's some big guys in prison.
They wouldn't want to fuck me, dude.
But compared to the big guys, you're like a lot shorter than them.
But I would be...
I don't know if you'd be at the top of the pecking order.
First of all, you would 100% be at the bottom. So let's not fucking
Yeah, we're not
talk
debating that.
Me.
We all know that.
Yeah.
Adam would flee to Israel and they'd refuse to extradite.
Yeah. Classic Meyer Lansky situation.
Yeah. Too bad we'd get you in the fucking airport, bitch. I would execute you. Yeah, I think
airplanes
I could be okay
are getting
wrong.
You see that video of that stewardess getting KO'd?
No.
Some bitch punched her in the face.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I haven't
flown yet. I'm not flying. When I go to Rochester, I'm taking the fucking Amtrak.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be nice.
How long is that? Like 9 hours?
9 hours.
No, 6.5.
Yeah, wait until there's delays, pal.
Yeah, wait.
You're used to the beauty of the Northeast regional. You're not ready for real Amtrak.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally just for criminals.
You should take the Erie Canal up there. That'd be cool.
What's the Erie Canal?
I don't know. Some shit.
I'm taking the fucking train. I just told you. I can't ride. I can't drive the train.
Get on a river boat up there, up the Hudson.
That would be fucking annoying if it's 9 hours. But at the end of the day, I like the idea of taking the train up there,
mm-hmm.
reading a book, doing some work.
Yeah. Trains are nice.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
It's smooth sailing.
Smooth until they break. Smooth operator. Or should I just rent a car, maybe? I guess I could fly there.
Don't you have a car?
I don't know. Driving sucks.
Oh, you popped all the tires again?
No, I've never done that.
Yeah, I did.
First of all, I've never done it.
You remember you sat down, all four popped at once.
Why pop? How would that happen? I'm one man. Even if I'm a fat man, it's not. Doesn't matter. <really.
laughs> God damn, that's about the 15th time that's happened.
There are much fatter people than me that ride in cars. Okay, what if two small people that weigh about the same as me got in a car?
Impossible. Well, I'll tell you what, mybookie.ag.
Oh, it's time to bet, folks.
It's time for bet.
It's time to bet, unless you're gay. Mm-hmm. Mybookie.ag.
That's so funny. Yeah, that is a little fine print that we have to.
That was part of the.
We've been getting in trouble because all our fans have been betting, and they're like, "Oh, this doesn't." They're getting rejected, and they didn't know why. So
yeah, you're breaking the law if you go.
Sorry,
on that
guys.
Website. But .ag, a lot of people say, "What does .ag stand for?" It's a type of company that only exists in Switzerland, which is where they set it up to, so that they could do offshore betting completely, sort of legally.
Yeah, it stands for mybookie.antigay.
Yes. Mybookie.ag is something about Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown is on the Raiders.
We got the NBA playoffs going on, folks.
We got big playoff action.
We got the Lakers locked in against the fucking Suns. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose?
It depends on AD.
The AD is hurt. Is he going to come back? He's probably sitting out the next game. Oh. Are the Nets going to get it?
My bookie offers competitive odds on everything. Better odds than Vegas, I think.
You have big time, much better odds than Vegas.
What critics are calling big time odds. They offer super spreads, super spreaders, point buckets.
Yep.
Three
live in game wagering.
Live in game wagering.
And you can bet on the election.
Double downs, split, shakedowns.
Triple double downs, double shakedowns.
Shakedown, money touch, fuck offs.
Money touch souffle.
Omaha.
They got the triple Omahas.
They got the Omaha biscuits. Mm-hmm. They got a big old pair of butt cheeks. You can lick. They call it the Omaha biscuit.
That's right.
Special.
It's kind of like the Apollo where you rub the tree stump for good luck. You lick the Omaha biscuits
for
good luck.
They got country gravy that comes out of a statue of a golden bull with its penis exposed.
Oh, yeah. And the cock is nice, too, by the way.
And it goes all over the Eggs Benedict that you must bring. Just a reminder that the Eggs Benedict
crucial element
Benedict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And other than that, the country gravy is free, comes out of the bull's penis.
Yep.
Fully available at mybookie.ag.
That's
home
right.
of
the bull's penis.
Of
straight gambling.
Sex gambling.
Sex gambling. Yeah. Straight sex gambling. That's
home.
Again.
It's the absolute home of the Swiss Moneymaker special.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, you're guaranteed to make money, by the way.
You're guaranteed.
Yes.
100% guaranteed.
That's
or you get your
bonus.
Money back.
You get a bonus when you sign up.
That's
right?
A real part of the copies. You get a bonus when you sign up. They'll match your deposit up to $1,000.
Then that's free money.
In credits. In irredeemable credits.
Yeah, that will never.
You're not allowed to take it.
But you can keep betting them.
You can keep betting them. It's sort of like if you've lost a lot of money in Bitcoin recently, you want to check out my bookie.
Yeah, you want to go to the old-fashioned style of gambling.
Because it's like Mark Twain always said, your luck doesn't turn around until you start betting even more money.
Bet more.
That's right.
Take out a mortgage on your house. Interest rates are low right now. Money's cheap. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is lock in a low interest rate, mm-hmm. bet all the money on sports gambling mm-hmm. with our friends at mybookie.ag.
Uh-huh. Get a government loan. Don't pay it back.
Fuck the government. Fannie Mae can suck government. My stavi cock.
Fannie
That's
Mae
what I say.
Sounds like a fucking ninny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sounds like a ninny.
Yeah. Get him. Yeah. Get they ass, Nick.
Wow.
I did, I believe.
You did, my friend.
Freddie Mac was that Bernie Mac?
Yeah, so true also.
Yeah.
Wait, stop trying to steal my I was on a roll there.
Dude, I shouldn't have stepped on you.
I said Freddie Mac sounds like a fucking ninny to me.
That was better.
That was a really good roll.
That was better. I'm sorry.
That was they call it the high roll drifter. Mm-hmm.
Listen, mm-hmm. I'm cool.
Available only at mybookie.com.
Only at mybookie.com.
Only at mybookie.penis. Is a website where you are the power is in the control.
That's absolutely correct. And so you go there, do you use a promo code?
Use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20
for the deposit match or some shit.
They give you some kind of. They give you. They get like. I think they give you like $5,000 or something.
Yeah. If you're a listener of our show, you get 5 G's on the house.
You know what? Tell them Cumtown
gratis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, because I know from the B2B side. Is that of all the semi-legal sports betting websites that we have had the displeasure of knowing?
Yeah.
MyBookie.ag is the only one that's actually paid.
From a conducting business standpoint, they have scratched the bare minimum. And we can't offer any more of a ringing endorsement than that, folks. Yeah,
that sounds pretty good to me.
Is that they seem to be on the up and up with not just going out of business.
At the very least, they won't stiff the podcast they advertise with.
If you sign up with promo code XXXX, I think they put in...
Is that what they said?
So come down to Cumtown 20. My bookie will match your deposit halfway up to $1,000.
Huge. Oh,
that's,
huge.
That's free money right
that's
there.
mybookie.ag promo code XXXX.
Probably Cumtown.
Probably Cumtown.
Remember what company had cum as the promo code? That was awesome. They just chose cum. Respect to them.
Yeah. That was an early one.
They never advertised again. I remember that.
Well,
whatever happened to that boot company that we accused of raping children?
Is there something to do with the
Holocaust?
Oh,
it is. Promo
as well.
Code is Cumtown.
There you go.
I found the copy from years ago.
Awesome.
And tell them we sent you.
And tell them we said.
When you're sucking off the country gravy bullcock, let them know Cumtown sent you.
And let them know Cumtown sent you. And also tell them that. Tell them they're gay.
Should we go to a fucking casino?
I'm mad that I thought for a second that you and Steven went to go shoot guns in Jersey after I suggested it.
No. Steven went to see his dad.
Yeah, but for a second it looked like you guys.
No, I was in Vermont and I fired one
shot. That's not what happened. But I'm still hurt.
Nick is still holding on to it as if it did.
9mm Beretta.
I'm choosing to believe
it was scary
that I was. Disrespected.
Mm-hmm. I would love to go shoot and maybe look less gay doing it.
You'll never will.
Yeah. Nah, guns are like classic cars. You always look like a fag.
Yeah, I think so.
No matter what.
Except yeah, I had a lot of gun fags on my Instagram mentions saying that I was holding the gun the gayest way. Mm. And then one of the guys was an adult wearing a
uniform. The nice thing about those guys,
be like you fucking pathetic loser. Like
the nice thing about
like
those guys
like a 47
is you can almost be
fucking
guaranteed that some of them will actually kill themselves.
Yeah. That's true.
Which is nice.
Either accidentally or on purpose.
Well, listen to me.
Imagine killing yourself in your gi.
God, adult.
Well, he died doing what he loves, karate.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you die in an embarrassing way, you could throw the gi on. Like, if you guys die, I'm going to put you in a gi, and I'm going to say you were defending me against ninjas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And that's a hero's death, even though you probably killed yourself.
This is a guy from California being like, yeah, I'm gi.
Yeah, I'm gi.
I'm gi.
I'm gi, and this is my husband, gi.
My husband's name is gi, and I'm gi. We're gi with each other.
No, so funny that the guy's name was gay.
Whose name is Gay?
That guy, Gay Talese, the writer.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the name Guy, which is Guy, if it's French, right? Right.
Yeah.
But then if it's Guy from California,
Guy de Maupassant.
It's Guy.
He's a Guy. He's a French
and
Californian.
If you're gay,
yeah.
In California, you're Guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just doing whatever the hell they want with language.
It's really funny that that lady is
I really can't
and it pisses you off, huh?
It makes me mad. Because
you're a purist.
As a New Yorker, let me tell you.
Sure.
There's nothing that boils my blood.
Yeah.
Quite like a bunch of Armenian pieces of shit.
Okay, we're going to blame them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you think it's them?
Hearing from old Kurt Aruni Dooney.
I'm not a Kurd.
No, Kurt. Kurd's just calling my
phone. No, his real name is Kurd.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were accusing me of being Kurdish.
Because
We're talking about Armenians.
There are people without a nation, much like the Palestinians. Solidarity with the Kurds.
Yeah.
Remember last, like, 2 years ago when it was like, Trump he's abandoning the Kurds. Mm-hmm. That, like, dumb thing online.
Yeah, we never.
It's like, all right.
No, we've never hooked the Kurds up, dude.
I'm supposed to care about Trump abandoning the Kurds? You know, First of all, if you really cared about them, you wouldn't call them that.
That's their name, dude.
No, that's
Kurdistan is where they're from.
I refuse to believe that.
It does it just because it rhymes with turds. Kurd is
now
cool.
I didn't even think about that.
Yes, you did.
I'm blind.
That's
too.
The first place you thought of.
No,
you didn't think of that, Nick. It seems like something you would have thought of.
Aren't they? Don't they beef with
if
the
I
Turks?
If I had to say, like imagining like a solidified turd made out of cum, solidified cum,
mm-hmm.
What would it be called? I guess you could say that. It would be called the Kurd. Yeah.
See, you're the one who brought the cum element. Mm-hmm. I was just saying what
well,
it
that's
fucking
where the cum comes from.
Well, I think it's funny, and I'm tired of pretending it's not, Murray. You can't say that, Joker. You can't call them cum turds. Or what's going to happen, Murray? You're going to cancel me?
You're going to fuck my ass,
Murray? Are you going to get me fired from being retarded, Murray?
Dude, Joker 2.
So what, Joker? Just because you're retarded and you get money from the government, you think you can say slurs? What's that?
They're making Joker 2?
Joker 2, brother. Mm-hmm. Todd is back.
Todd's back.
Todd Phillips is fucking back,
friend
dude.
Of the show, mm-hmm. Todd Phillips.
No.
Yeah,
he hates you.
Turd.
No, he's a friend of...
He hates you.
Turd Phillips.
Just because he hates me doesn't mean he's not a friend of the show.
He does hate you.
You know what I remember? That lady named C.C. Peniston. Mm,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I forgot about that lady.
Yeah, shout out to her. She's pretty fucking tight.
Mm-hmm.
That song she made is pretty good.
Also, I guess they found out today that the girl from the dry blowjob video...
Ellie Kemper...
She's in the KKK.
What? Something that's not real.
No, she did a dance. She did a racist dance 35 years ago.
Yeah, she did?
Yeah.
Something like that. I guess she's rich from St. Louis, and they had like a rich people's ball where they picked the hottest teenage girl that they all the rich people want to fuck. And she was that.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone says that she's racist now.
Damn.
But I honestly, personally, I would still fuck her. That's the kind of guy I am. That's the kind of gumption I've got.
The Forrest gumption.
The Forrest gumption.
Yeah.
Murray, Mom always said.
What if I told you I was the? Everybody hates me because I'm a Adam Lanza type of retard instead of a Forrest Gump type of retard.
That's not why they hate you, Joker.
You're annoying.
You're annoying, and you're kind of gay. Nobody would have a problem with you killing those Wall Street guys if you'd stop doing that thing with your shoulder.
We think it's actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone here would be on your side if you weren't wearing makeup and doing that weird thing with your shoulder.
I hope he gets. I guess I hope there's a Harley Quinn type.
There's this thing every movie that comes out is like media dorks will be like, "This is girl Joker." If it's like a movie with a girl,
Yeah, and people love
like
saying that.
Well, they like that because it works no matter what. Because every movie now it has to be like the women movies have to pass the Bechdel test, but real women in real life don't. So it is sort of this like anti-hero psycho fantasy to imagine a woman whose entire life isn't dictated by his or her relationships with men.
That's true.
So no matter what, even if it's like, you know, the bitch that works at the newspaper, if most of it is her, like, you know, I'm going to decide what I want for lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Right.
Crazy. Absolute psycho.
If she's not thinking about cock,
yeah,
you mean
exactly.
She's the Joker.
Yeah, that's
any woman that's not trying to
that's
get stuffed
my
up.
That's my film criticism.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
Yeah. I like that, this dude. Cruella thing. I don't know what it's about, but I guarantee you she's a bitch.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that.
Amen.
Right now, that's a movie about
apparently it. Dalmatians killed her mom, and that's why she hates Dalmatians.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her mom got
by some Dalmatians. They fucked her to death.
Got gangbanged by Dalmatians. Yeah.
Who plays the two British stooges that she has from?
I don't know.
Your boy from...
Benedict Cumberbatch?
No, your boy from that Clint Eastwood movie with the fat security guard.
Oh, Richard Jewell.
He's in that. He's in Cruella.
That guy's cool.
He plays one of the buffoons.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, so that you answered the question.
Cruella, I was wondering if maybe we could get some pussy from you. Miss Cruella. Joker, do you think maybe you and this Cruella bitch could give each other pussy and then you could be normal?
But I don't want to be normal, Murray. I want to be a fucking weirdo.
But think about how good it would feel to get your dick sucked.
I guess it would feel pretty good.
I get. What do you get when you make a weird retard fuck a dog-killing lady? You get the summer of event of the summer, directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That's true. Honestly, I do firmly believe if more people got pussy, there'd be fewer problems in the world.
Yeah. If Lin-Manuel Miranda weren't being...
if that guy got pussy, we would never have to hear sodomized. His fucking gay-ass musicals.
Yeah.
I think that
I am Alexander Hamilton. My dick is fucking small.
Yeah.
I don't think that's in the musical.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's the Adam Friedland
chapter.
And also,
chapter. Just because he's bad doesn't mean all musicals are bad.
Here's what I have to say to that.
If you want to see a good musical about
Cats.
Puerto Rican culture, you see West Side Story.
Yeah. Okay. Or Carlito's Way.
Carlito's Way is the best. I would watch a musical version of Carlito's Way
that
so
would be
fast.
Great. My favorite line from that movie is when Al Pacino's like, "When they saw my Puerto Rican ass cross."
It's like the monologue at the very beginning, right?
Yeah,
he ruled, dude. Him playing Carlito's Way and then.
Girl!
I love when he plays a Hispanic.
Scarface. Yeah.
I mean, it's so awesome. For anyone to get pussy from a woman named Gail is funny, but.
That was the love of his life.
But Al Pacino is, yeah.
Yeah.
He should have killed, what's his name? Billy Blanco from the Bronx.
Benny Blanco
from the Bronx.
Yeah.
When I was like 13. I love that movie.
It's a fucking incredible movie.
Penn's hair is the best.
Yeah,
Kleinfeld.
Rules.
The best.
Yeah. Oh, you want to be a gangster
great,
now, Kleinfeld?
He's a great character.
He's so good.
And then they had him in Vice City.
Yeah.
Dude, when I fired up Vice City and they had Kleinfeld from Carlito's Way, I was like, oh, we're in for it, dude.
That's one for
dude,
us.
Where the fuck is the next Vice City?
There's going to be a new one.
Yeah, but it's going to suck, dude. Grand Theft Auto has not been fun since.
No, the last one was good.
It just hasn't come out in a long time.
I didn't even finish
six
it.
Or whatever.
Five.
The one with the three characters?
There hasn't been
that's
since five.
Okay.
And that came out 8 years ago.
So long time ago.
9 years ago.
Well, they came out with Red Dead after that.
Four was better than five.
Is that the one with the guy
Nico Bellic? Yeah.
But I don't know. Five was good.
It's fine. I've been playing it for the last 9 years, and I'll play like three missions.
Yeah.
Each, and then I get fucking bored of it.
But you play the games for real, bro. I just like to fucking get exploding bullets and fuck people up.
Red Dead is a million times better.
And the original was, too. I remember when the original came out. I was like, this is...
Like, honestly, I just want a fucking updated version of Vice City. Make it the exact same game with good graphics.
Yeah, yeah, make it Miami.
And make us the main guys.
Make me the main guy.
Make me and you
No, you don't have what it takes.
Yeah, I was being generous.
We should have a radio station on the new Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, come on, guys. Let's make it happen.
Let's make that happen so we can quit this fucking show, dude.
Rockstar, please, I'll suck your cock.
We do one 30-hour episode.
That would be incredible.
We get all the drugs we want.
And by the way,
that's right.
And by the way, folks, if you're like, oh, cool, an extra extra content, no.
No.
You're getting that. That's going to be...
The final episode.
That's the last ones we ever record. We will portion it off 1 hour.
And then anytime anybody listens to even a second of the show on in the game, $1 million.
Right. Yeah,
guess where that money's going. Liposuction for Stavros.
I don't need that. I like my body.
And we're going to do it behind his back, literally.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
It'd be very funny if Stav's walking around and he's just like a thin man from the back.
Yeah.
And he doesn't see it. There's just like a weird gradient where he just becomes much fatter. As like.
I would be pissed off if you guys snuck into my room, gave me a little liposuction every week or so, and I thought I was doing really good with my
diet. Put
a
little anesthetic in your sleep apnea mask.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm. How's that? You still have the CPAP machine?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I'm gonna live forever. A lot of fat motherfuckers die off that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I thought about trying it out myself.
You should, seriously. That's when people just fucking die out of the blue. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of times because of that shit.
Really? But,
yeah, because it's like you imagine your body just getting like 2 hours of sleep a night. Basically,
I don't snore.
Doesn't necessarily mean
I have. I'm like trained for. Infiltration.
Yeah.
Espionage.
Yeah. You sleep stealth.
That's why I don't smell. No one can ever smell.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, it's like a Ronin sort of a
I feel you.
Ninja kind of.
No, actually. You have none of that.
I was waiting for you to even attempt to say no.
Actually, what you are is a blown-in. Because you suck guys off.
Blown man?
No, because I've been blown.
No. You're blown in.
Yeah, I've got
a blown in. Does the blowing?
No,
he doesn't. He doesn't get blown.
You haven't even seen Ronan.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Well, what color is the fucking boathouse?
I don't fucking know. No, because that's a fake question. I know that at least that's a fake question that they try and get. What's his face? Yeah. Sean Bean.
Joker. What color is the bathroom at the retarded school?
There's no
it's
house.
Blue, Murray.
I know it's a trick question. There's no fucking house.
And I blew you.
That's a good joke, Joker.
Stop telling everyone that, Joker. I tried America. I sucked Murray's dick before the show. He's gay like me.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut that's
Murray.
Not funny,
then Murray kills him. That would be a funny movie.
I might
movie.
Be due for a Joker rewatch. Because we saw... I liked it in theaters.
Yeah.
It was fun in theaters, and then I put it on again at home like 6 months later, and it wasn't doing it for me, but it might be time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've only seen it that one time.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like I need to rewatch it. I'll see the second one, but...
Yeah.
There's not a second one.
There literally is.
There is?
Yeah, I wasn't joking.
Oh, I thought you convinced yourself there was because I was doing Murray.
No, I'm not that weak-minded.
Wait, so Ellie Kemper did a racist dance?
No. She was at a racist dance.
They found pictures of her sucking my cock some years ago.
And she got canceled for that?
Yeah.
Because of my bad attitude.
God damn.
Because Nick's penis looks retarded. They thought she was raping a retarded boy. Because it looks retarded and it's really small, like a child's penis.
It's got a helmet on and there's straps coming down.
They're like, Ellie Kemper raped a baby retard. Because but it was actually Nick's penis.
It's got a helmet and a backpack on. Because there's a little propeller at the top. Spins around. All right, bye.